Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer. Welcome to Camp Breakdown. Inside linebackers is what we're going to take a look at here in this 3-4. Why is this a significant position? Number one, I'm going to answer it for you, Tom, because the middle of a defense is very important. Inside linebackers, safeties, defensive tackles. Right.
You think of the history of the inside linebacker position for the Chicago Bears. You put Mike Singletary, Dick Butkus, Brian Urlacher, any of those guys in the middle, they got two defensive tackles standing in front of them. They're going to divert the attention to the offensive line. You're going to react as a middle linebacker, and those guys are going to take up some of the abuse and then get involved in the position. Now you're a linebacker in this new defense. I'm standing directly over an offensive guard. He can come right at me with no protection, nobody stopping him, and obviously he's got the size and the strength advantage of linebackers. That's when you got to be able to fight guys off from the right to the left or be willing to stalemate them right at the point of attack. So that's just some of the requirements of the inside linebackers that maybe the inside guys of the Bears in the past haven't seen it as much as they will in the future.
Well, they certainly do hope the front guys will hold up their job at the point of attack so they can run free.
Right, but you're talking about three defensive linemen trying to divert the attention of five offensive linemen and a tight end. So there's always going to be a linebacker that's going to be considered a bubble player where he's going to be able to be attacked. It's just part of the defense, but that's what develops the greatness of some of the interior linebackers that we've seen Vic Fangio be attached to, and that will grow here with the Bears.
All right, let's look at the personnel. We'll start with Shane McClellan at the moment, inside linebacker and the defensive signal caller.
This is going to be his best chance to succeed as a pro. I think this is the position that's fit for him. He's intelligent enough to make all the calls that are associated to everybody's details that go along with the quarterback, calling the play and changing the play. Now he's got to show the desire to get to the point of attack, take on linemen, take on tight ends, and still make big hits against running backs. He's got all the skills. He's got all the tools. But now it's going to be the ability to understand the defense and how he has to do only his job. Don't try to do too much. Just do what's required of you.
Christian Jones played some of this at Florida State, so he feels comfortable. It's more what he's used to.
A young guy that's developing, getting bigger and stronger every year, has a better understanding of defensive football in front of him, so that's going to allow him to be a better linebacker this in his second year. So he's going to be a fun guy to watch develop because they're putting a lot of faith in putting him up there with the ones and, you know, getting those reps. But again, it's about how you perform every day going forward.
You certainly want tacklers, and Mason Foster, a veteran free agent coming over from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers organization. At one point, he was the leading tackler in the NFL over a period of several years. Was banged up a little bit last season, but he's a guy to watch here as well.
He runs to the ball, and That's one of the key things that you can say about some linebackers. How do they play? Well, he runs to the ball. So it makes it very difficult for offensive linemen and blockers to anticipate where he's going to be, and if he gets a good read on a run play, he's going to get to the tackle.
And Jonathan Bostic overcoming some ailments in this offseason, and late last year he missed a few games. When he fires his gun, he's a dangerous player, right?
He's got the tools and what you look for an inside linebacker because he has the willingness to hit hard. He's got the speed to get to the point of attack and put the blocker into a weaker position. And he has the desire to get into the line of scrimmage and disrupt the backfield because we've seen him do it a few times so far in training camp. But everything is about being available, being on the field every day. And that's with a key ingredient when you have a new coaching staff developing a young position.
And there is a linebacker from a very good University of Washington defense that had a lot of guys drafted this past year. John Timo, he happened to be a three-time captain of that team. So you may not know him now, but you may hear about him in preseason games.
Three-time captain, I bet you didn't play a lot of special teams. That's where he's going to be able to and need to succeed. So again, some of the linebackers we talk about in a backup role, hey, they may surprise us all and be the leading tackler in the NFC this year. However, if they're going to get extended looks in practice and on the game field and on the practice field, it's going to be what they're doing on special teams.
Which was the case last year for D.D. Lattimore. He's still on this roster trying to make this final 53 as well. That's going to wrap us up for Inside Linebackers. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching Camp Breakdown.